It's 5:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Up next, we'll learn about new frack sand mining regulations proposed in the state legislature.
But first, Aldo Leopold weekend kicks off tonight. It's a time when communities across the state get together around Leopold's idea of a land ethic.
And we'd like to know, what does Aldo Leopold mean to you? Will you be reading a Sand County Almanac? Have you in the past? And what do you think his most important contribution is? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org.
Here to talk about Aldo Leopold's legacy and the history of Aldo Leopold Weekend is Buddy Huffaker. He's president and executive director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. Buddy, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Honor to be with you.
Well, for a lot of people in Wisconsin, Aldo Leopold, and around the country, he's a household name, but new people are meeting him all the time. Can you give us a sense of Aldo Leopold, who he was, and what his contribution was?
Yeah. Rob Leopold, just as you say, for many has been an individual and a voice and for decades in their lives, and for many others, they've yet to discover him. And Leopold really is kind of continues to rise in his prominence and influence in terms of how we as a society and as individuals think about our relationship to the natural world. He really was catapulted to fame through his seminal work, A Sand County Almanac, a book published in 1949, a year after his death, and was read widely by folks in his professional fields, forestry and wildlife. But then with the first Earth Day in 1970, Leopold, because his book was so eloquent and poignant, really got rediscovered by a popular audience. And that trend then has been on the rise ever since, as new readers find A Sand County Almanac, either through literature or history or ecology. In fact, Leopold's essay, The Geese Return in A Sand County Almanac, is now used in standardized Chinese textbooks for middle school students all across the country, really as a representation of the finest form of Western literature. So Leopold's not only becoming a household name in Wisconsin, but really across the world.
What did he do in Sand County Almanac that made it such a lasting contribution to conservation and the way we think of nature?
Well, first, you know, probably we should back up, Rob. Leopold was really one of our first professional trained conservationists. So he went to the Yale School of Forestry, which was our country's first professional school, and had a career in forestry in the public sector with the Forest Service, came to Wisconsin through a series of events, and then was hired by the University of Wisconsin to teach the first class ever in our country on wildlife management. And so, again, he is a trained scientist who's looking at the natural world, trying to understand species, including the Homo sapiens species, and our relationship to the natural world. And in 1935, buys a worn-out farm along the Wisconsin River, a little bit north of Baraboo, Wisconsin, and realizes that really what it needs is some tender, loving care, and starts planting trees, restoring prairie. And it's his experience now as an individual, as a husband, as a father, as a landowner, trying to take care of a piece of property that he is compelled to write A Sand County Almanac, which is really his guide for other citizens about why they should care about the natural world, and if so, how that should change their behavior and their thinking. And so in A Sand County Almanac, which is really the culmination of his own lifelong journey and career, he puts forward this idea of a land ethic, as you mentioned earlier. And that's basically to help people understand that we are really a part of the biological community, not apart from the biological community. It sounds very simple, but we can find other analogous situations where when we finally discovered, right, that the Earth revolved around the sun, not the other way around, it totally fundamentally changed worldviews, and yet in many ways life didn't change at all. And so Leopold is kind of in that same group of thinkers where he is really kind of radically changing our worldviews, but it takes a long time to understand that and for the rest of us to really grasp what he was asking us to understand and step up to. And And so it's this call for a land ethic, I think, really that is what separates Leopold and why his legacy is so lasting.
Bringing in that idea of a land ethic, how did he want that to change the way we behave, the way we interacted with the land?
So I think, again, just to use kind of more common parlance, and Leopold describes this very beautifully, and if you haven't read, I, again, just encourage you to pick up a Sand County Almanac. Some refer to it almost as poetry, although it is prose. But to use just a common example, Leopold wanted us to understand that the flora and the fauna, you know, the birds and the bees, if you will, are basically our neighbors. And so just as we extend our boundaries of consideration, respect, appreciation to our friends, our families, our neighbors, if we can get that ethically and morally, then we need to extend that boundary of consideration to the plants, the animals, the air, the water, the resources that support life of all kind. And when we do that, then we will begin to treat them just as we treat our friends and relatives. And I think that's kind of the basic premise of the land ethic, that really we have an equal stake in all this, and as we treat others, so will we be treated.
Let's bring in a caller now at 800-642-1234. We have David in Woodstock, Illinois. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. What did you want to bring up about Aldo Leopold?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program. I wanted to point out, you know, I work as a restoration ecologist in McHenry County, and I've worked throughout the Midwest restoring landscapes, and I just wanted to add that, you know, Aldo Leopold is foundational to everything we do as restoration ecologists. And for those who don't aren't necessarily familiar with that term, what we do is we attempt to repair the structure, composition, and function of landscapes, and to return them to a setting that resembles that prior to human disturbance.
All right, David, I want to jump in and get a response to the basic idea you brought up there. Do you hear that often, buddy? People working in that kind of field say Aldo Leopold is fundamental to everything we do.
Yeah, and the really interesting and fun part is that ranges all the way from sustainable agriculture to wilderness preservation. And as David is speaking, I think, you know, a relatively new discipline and field, restoration ecology, where it really is about putting the pieces, the parts, the processes back together on the landscape to make the land healthier. And that's exactly what Leopold did on his farm in Sauk County, but also with other colleagues and citizens in the Madison area with the Madison Arboretum, the UW Arboretum, which is really looked at as the first conscious ecological restoration project in the world, where they weren't just planting trees to stabilize the soil or block the wind. They were trying to put back the pieces of the prairie, the woods, the wetlands, and see if we could try to recreate the diversity, the splendor, and the functionality of ecological systems before, you know, humanity kind of came on the scene in a big way and started altering all those processes.
We're talking to Buddy Huffaker. He's president and executive director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation.
And we'd like to hear from you on this one. What does Aldo Leopold mean to you? Have you read a Sand County Almanac? Will you be reading it over the weekend? And what is your takeaway from that and what Aldo Leopold meant to the conservation movement in Wisconsin and beyond? You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can send us an email to talk@wpr.org.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. We're joined now by Buddy Huffaker, president and executive director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation.
We're talking about Aldo Leopold's conservation legacy and Aldo Leopold Weekend, starting right about now. You can join the show at 800-642-1234. Will you be reading Aldo Leopold, the Sand County Almanac, this weekend? Will you be going to a screening of Green Fire, the documentary that you can pick up, by the way, with a pledge at WPR.org? If you want to join the show, call 800-642-1234. To more calls in just a moment. But, Buddy, can you tell us a little bit about Aldo Leopold Weekend?
Yeah. You know, at the end of his book, A Sand County Almanac, he writes that the land ethic is a product of social evolution because nothing so important as an ethic is ever written. He goes on to say it evolves in the minds of a thinking community. So first, I think it's a great connection to Wisconsin Public Radio because this is a tremendous asset to develop and cultivate a thinking community. And that's really how Leopold Weekend grew into being. It was really a group of people in Lodi, Wisconsin, led by Professor Tom Heberlein and others, who, you know, just as we look out the window right now, their mind wanted to venture outside, but the weather often didn't cooperate. And so the next best thing they thought was to read a Sand County Almanac aloud together and have a discussion about it. What did it mean to them? How would the land ethic look today? What should they be doing as individuals and as community to implement and adopt Leopold's ideas? And so it really kind of caught like wildfire, to use the expression. And they brought in people. They would do a community reading. They would do service projects. And people would basically go back to their community, and the idea would sprout there. And so it had this organic evolution. And then in March, and that's 2000, so we're on the 14th anniversary of this annual gathering in Lodi, and they'll have events there this weekend. And then in March of 2004, Governor Doyle actually signed legislation designating the first weekend in March as Aldo Leopold Weekend. And the idea continues to spread. There are about 30 communities this year that are having activities. We have events actually out of the state now, and our first international event is happening in Turkey this weekend. So it's very much a kind of community spirit. It takes on the life and the identity of each community, whether they're building benches, showing a movie, doing a community discussion, cleaning a river. But it's all kind of rooted in Leopold's idea of a land ethic.
We'll go back to our callers now. We've got John joining us from the Pinoki Harvest Camp. John, hi.
Hi. The way I like to read Sand County Almanac, I've got a copy on my dashboard, and then every time I go out running and skiing or snowshoeing in the woods, I open it at random to a page and read a passage. It's like magic, and I'd like to think that Leopold's spirit is up here with us in the Pinokis fight. So,
all right, John, thanks for the call. And the Pinoki Harvest Camp near the proposed iron mine site in northern Wisconsin. Do you, buddy, see people doing what John does, just flipping open Sand County Almanac and getting inspiration, even though they've read it maybe many times before?
Yeah, for those that have seen Green Fire, there's a great passage by Jack Ward Thomas, the former chief of the U.S. Forest Service, where he says he reads a Sand County Almanac every year on his birthday just to see what he's learned. And it's an amazing volume in that every time you do go back into it, whether your life has changed, your environment has changed, you find something new and even richer to get out of it. And it's amazing the people that we hear from that have a similar experience where they open it annually or regularly, but continue to find new depths in it.
You mentioned the Green Fire documentary. Quick reminder, if you call with a pledge of $10 a month or more this hour, you can get your own copy of Green Fire with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. We've got just a brief clip from there. We'll give a listen.
And the amazing thing is, after all these years, the interest in Leopold just continues to grow. He's still read as a contemporary because his ideas are still not only so current, they're still so far ahead of us.
So far ahead of us. That's part of why we like that clip. Is that true? Do you think Aldo Leopold is still out ahead of the people in the conservation industry, a conservation movement?
Well, I'm slightly biased, but I think so. I think, you know, in part is not because he has the answers for us, but that he provokes us to think about the fundamental questions about what our relationship with the natural world is. You're having some programming about frac sand mining, the Pinoki Range. We continue to deal with these real challenges about how to live on what Leopold called the oldest task in human history, how to live on a piece of land without spoiling it. And so it's, you know, going to be an enduring and fundamental challenge for us as a species and a community into the future. And Leopold helps us frame and think about what we really care about, what it's going to really take to keep our communities healthy, and that's going to be ever-changing. So I think he was, is, and always will be out in front of us.
Kathy in Catawba joins us now. Kathy, hi.
Hi. I had a question. I'm from, you know, native of Wisconsin, but one of our children lives out in the Bitterroot Valley in Montana, and when I was out there visiting her in January, I went to the River Valley County Museum in Hamilton, and they have some information there that evidently Aldo Leopold spent some time out in that area.
Oh, interesting. So we can't hog all the Aldo Leopold in Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, he did spend time out west. You know, he was born in Iowa. Sometimes we don't like to admit that. But he was born in Iowa, spent time in the east, time out west. And so, yes, and again, you could go to many wildlife refuges, national parks, national forests. Whether Leopold actually spent time there personally or not, you could see a quote from him. You could see, to David's point earlier in the session, that Leopold is very much just fundamental to those kinds of places and those kinds of ideas. But, you know, I think we can lay a fair amount of claim to his ideas here in Wisconsin, because it's really here where they blossomed and where he was called to write a Sand County Almanac.
We'll leave it there. Buddy, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be with you, and thanks to all those communities across the state that are celebrating Leopold's legacy.
That's Buddy Huffaker, President and Executive Director of the Aldo Leopold Foundation. He joined us to discuss the legacy of Aldo Leopold and the history of Aldo Leopold Weekend. That's this weekend here in Wisconsin.